show you don't want to miss.
The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big.
Think big.
It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Back, and we are ready to walk down memory lane and relive a unique and an amazing accomplishment of the only team to go undefeated and finish with a perfect season in the history of the NFL. The year was 1972, and of course we're talking about the Miami Dolphins, led by their legendary head coach Don Shula. There are so many stories that I'm looking forward to this weekend on our show, and we're going to discuss the magnificent record, winning Super Bowl VII, as we celebrate the 40-year anniversary. It is a true pleasure to welcome into our program Mike Freeman. He is an NFL insider for CBSSports.com, an award-winning writer and columnist, and he is the author of the just-released brand-new book that is titled Undefeated, Inside the 1972 Miami Dolphins Perfect Season. Mike, welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, first of all, Mike, congratulations on the book. I thought you did a beautiful job of just chronicling the journey to the championship run. And I know you've written many books in the past. And I believe this is your sixth one. It's got to be your favorite, I would assume.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. It really is. What they did was so amazing. And you can tell it was amazing because it's been 40 years since anyone duplicated it. Teams have come close. Patriots came close. Packers last year went deep into the season undefeated. The Bears did it, came close in the 80s, but no one has been able to really completely sort of close it out by winning the Super Bowl. And what they did remains unique, and I think it'll stay that way for a long, long time.
Well, Mike, it was such a magical run, a season of inspiration. No one expected this young team to accomplish this in 1972, and it really is just, you know, a lesson in perseverance and toughness. And these guys learned from their mistakes from the 71 season, and they certainly played with a chip on their shoulder, and they took care of it in 72.
Yeah, and a quick story about that. After that Super Bowl against the Dallas Cowboys, the Dolphins just basically got crushed in that game.
Right.
And Shula reminded them, he took sort of an unusual approach. He told them, don't forget this loss. Most coaches would try to say, kind of get it out of your mind and we'll move on. But Shula wanted them to remember, and the players really took that to heart. One of them took there was a picture of the scoreboard of the final score and taped it to his locker. Everyone sort of really took that loss, internalized it, and then next year, Shula reminded them, and that loss motivated them to another Super Bowl and the perfect season.
I'm so glad you bring up the head coach, Don Shula, such a legend. And how did he, in 72, how did he transform this team? I mean, what was his approach? I mean, to lead this team to a championship run, because they were young, inexperienced, and let's not forget, Mike, you know, they had to endure some tough setbacks. I mean, their starting quarterback, Bob Greasy, he broke his leg during the fifth game of the season.
Well, you're exactly right, and it even starts really before that. It starts with the Dolphins, before Shula got there, were just really a laughingstock. They were a terrible franchise. No one wanted to play for them. The owner, Joe Ravi, makes a run at Shula. He's able to get him. And then what Shula did was he basically got the players to buy into his system early on. And when you can get inside a player's head that way and a team's head and get them to believe in what you're selling, that's half the battle. So he was able to do that. They had some talent along the way, some luck along the way. Greasy, the quarterback, goes down. In comes Earl Morrill. They don't skip a beat. They were relatively healthy. They were also a very smart team that Shula could, and some of the assistant coaches could just throw a lot of stuff at, and they could absorb it. The players could. So it was a lot of different. It was all these different elements, and it's amazing how everything came together. The skill, the smarts, the toughness, and the luck. And then 40 years later, it's what they did is still unmatched.
We're going one-on-one with Mike Freeman. He is an NFL insider for CBSSports.com. We are shining the spotlight on his brand new book titled Undefeated, Inside the 1972 Miami Dolphins Perfect Season. And I would say, now I was a pup at the time, so I didn't get to follow this magical run, but the team lacked star power, kind of the no-name defense, that type of thing. But what's amazing now is there are six players that are enshrined into the Hall of Fame. When you start going through the list, I mean, they really did maximize the potential out of each and every one of these guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what happened with them was the team definitely is talent, as you pointed out. There's talent there. I think what's amazing about it is while they didn't have the abundance of Hall of Famers like some of the Steelers teams, those great teams, or great Niners teams, the Lombardi Packers teams, they had good talent all the way through. They had a very deep roster. I mean, when you can bring Earl Morrill off the bench and he can replace Greasy and they still go undefeated, that tells you how deep this was. This team was more talented than history wants to sort of let on. They should have probably more Hall of Famers, but it was also a team. I mean, they were a true team, one of the real true teams in NFL history. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the best team, they all played together, Shula got them to buy into that, is still undefeated. And because they were sort of the benchmark for that. So it's not a coincidence they're still undefeated.
A true team, a team that, as you said, had a tremendous amount of depth. But I want to fast forward just a little bit. Earlier, I had shared the starting quarterback, Bob Greasy, broke his leg during the fifth game of this season. Earl steps in. But then let's fast forward to week 16, where Greasy comes off the bench and he directs his team to a hard-fought win, a 21-17 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then 2 weeks later, he starts in the Super Bowl. I thought that was a remarkable story of comeback.
Yeah, it was. And the thing about that story is one of the things about Earl Morrill, who replaced Greasy when Greasy got hurt, was that Morrill always understood that this was Greasy's team. And Morrill could have been, some players in today's game would have handled that vastly different than Morrill did. Morrill handled it with class. And he was able to sort of, once that, as you described, Greasy comes in, they beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and Greasy's back in the starting lineup. Morrill basically really just accepted it, never put up a big fight because he always knew he was the backup. He did his job, and then he went back to the bench. That's a lot of class to do that. And it's another sign of how preparedness and luck are sort of intertwined. Shula went out and got Morrill from Baltimore, knowing that there's a chance he may need him. He got him. And then just as Greasy goes down, there he is. So there's luck, and then there's planning, and they're just really, really intertwined. And there's a lot of examples of that with the Dolphins.
Just a few more minutes this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. We love hearing from each and every one of you. You can email us at info@eradiosports.com or join us online at eradiosports.com. And, of course, this very special interview will be posted on our podcast page. And, Mike, share with all of our listeners where they can go out and get a copy of this book. It was just released earlier this week.
Well, you can get it on Amazon. It's in bookstores everywhere. And, if you buy it, I really thank you for buying it.
I have to share, too, there's some wonderful photographs in there. Mercury Morris, Paul Warfield. Share where you got some of those from.
Well, I got those from Associated Press. They haven't been seen in a long time. They are pretty unique and pretty interesting, and I was really, really happy with how they turned out. So a lot of those photos haven't been seen in decades, and the Associated Press had them stored away, and it worked out pretty well.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the offense, Bob Greasy, and what about defensively? I had said, you know, this was a team that lacked star power, the no-name defense, defensive lineman Manny Fernandez and Bill Stanfield. Tell us a little bit about these guys and the impact that they had on the defensive end.
They were a vastly underrated defense in NFL history. The fact they really sort of embody the whole Shula concept of sacrificing statistics and stars for the team. They were an undersized defense at times. You know, Nick Buonocore was not a huge linebacker. They weren't the fastest defense or the most athletic, but they were really a very unified defense that had athletic ability, but also were very smart. You know, Bill Arnsbury, the assistant coach, could throw a lot of stuff at them, and they could really handle it. and handle it really well. And that was the key. Some of the Dolphins players hate when you say that they were a smart team because it's sort of like they weren't talented. And I'm not saying that they were very talented, but they were, most of all, they were smart and tough. And that defense was basically their main thing was to make mistakes. We're going to make you make mistakes, and then we're going to take advantage of it. It was a very smart way to do it, and they did it really, really well.
The title of the book is Undefeated, Inside the 1972 Miami Dolphins Perfect Season. We are having a wonderful conversation with Mike Freeman, and one of the points we've got to bring up that you do share in the book, that Don Shula was one of the first NFL coaches to fully integrate his team and the locker room in the early 70s. Can you expound on that?
Well, they were in Florida, obviously, and when people think of parts of the country that really fought desegregation, you know, some of the outposts in the South come to mind are Boston, but Florida was really had some serious issues with it. Shula went the other direction. It was a remarkable contrast because he basically fully embraced integrating that locker room. He had, for the first time in that franchise's history, black and white players roomed together. He went a different direction than the city that he was playing in. So it was a really interesting contrast. It really remains one of the most underrated part of Shula's great legacy, and it's a huge, huge, great legacy. And it remains one of the more underrated parts of it.
An incredible legacy. You got to share quickly as we run out of time. President Richard Nixon practically was a Shula stalker, one time calling him at 1:30 in the morning. What was that all about, Mike?
I'll tell that story real quick. He called, they were preparing for the Super Bowl against Dallas. Nixon calls him at 1:30 in the morning and says good luck and suggests a play down and in the Paul Warfield. The play doesn't work. Here's a real interesting kicker to that story. After they lose, Miami loses to Dallas. Nixon, I contact the Nixon Library. I get a hold of a Nixon tape. As you know, he taped everything. And he taped dictated a letter to Shula, and you can hear the emotion in his voice. He became really close with Shula, and he basically said in the letter, you guys will be back. Keep your heads high. You'll be back. And he was right. Nixon was right. They came back that following year, used that Super Bowl loss as motivation, and go back and win the next one and go perfect.
That's right. 1972, a glorious season, a glorious run. And let's not forget, no team has accomplished what the Dolphins did 40 years ago. The title of the book is Undefeated, Inside the 1972 Miami Dolphins Perfect Season. Mike Freeman, what a true pleasure it has been having you on our program. And again, tell all of our listeners where they can go and get a copy of this great read.
Well, I had a lot of fun, and I really appreciate it. And you can get it at Amazon.com.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon, Mike. We'll see you in Dallas, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Brian Jones will be joining us from the CBS Sports Network here in just a moment.